praise the name of the Lord for what he has done. For Satan really tried to stain our joy in 2018, but God never allowed him. He sneaked into several areas of our lives, several homes, to cause pain. But the Lord make us to be overcomers. You will continue to live an overcoming life in the mighty name of Jesus. The title I have for this morning, and is the theme of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, NA. And it's also the theme of our 9th anniversary. And it's titled, Glory Ahead. Clap for Jesus. Glory signifies beauty. Glory signifies excellence. Glory signifies something that is majestic. And as far as the scriptures are concerned, this new year, 2019, is equipped with God's glory for a life of excellence in the life of somebody in the mighty name of Jesus. A life of success and a life of victory for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 8, verse 4. Psalm 8, 4 and 5. Say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visited him? For thou had made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with what? Glory and honor. Let somebody shout glory with me this morning. Our glory will never be truncated in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Bible passage is taken from Colossians 1:27. Colossians 1:27. Are you there? Colossians 1:27. Yeah, it's on the screen already. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this of his mystery among the Gentiles. And that glory is what? Jesus in you, the hope of Jesus in you, the hope of?
Glory.
Amen. So that what we are saying is that if Christ is in us, glory is added to us. This portion of the scripture is a missile for the termination of losses. It's a missile for the termination of disappointments. It's a missile for the termination of delays. It's a missile for the termination of deniers, shame, and misfortune of the past in the mighty name of Jesus. And is there any shame, disappointment, delays, deniers, misfortunes waiting for us in the future? They are terminated right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because there is Christ in us, the what? The hope of glory. Okay? I pray that every glory that has been diseased, that has been tampered with, that has been captured and manipulated shall be freed this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is delivered in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our glory is celebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. By his word, you will get back what Satan has stolen from you and has taken from your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever Satan has taken from your business, from your ministry, from your family, you will get back in multiples in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as we celebrate this new year, I want you to understand that glory ahead is our manifesto. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And what does that mean? When we say glory is our manifesto, it means there will be divine repositioning.
Amen.
Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. Divine repositioning. Say, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. So God will reposition you, will lift you up,
amen,
and will place you in a place where your glory will shine,
amen,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's also a word of encouragement and strength in our spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17. You can note all these passages so that when you get home, you can read them. For our light affliction, which is out for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of what? Glory. Every affliction we come across is to bring out the glory of God in us. And that glory will never be dimmed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
At the beginning of 2018, I have, special prayer points that is completely different. But as we go along, like the testimony I gave, and we discovered that death was knocking on our door. In fact, death has already sneaked in into the family. My prayer changed. all those things, it was more or less a light affliction. But to us, it was something that is very dangerous. What is this? In the family, we did not even know about this. Thank God. And we started shaking. But at the end of the day, we discover it's just to enhance us, to equip us, to shine God's glory in our lives. And God's glory will continue to shine in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So it's a word of encouragement for strength in our spirit. Isaiah 4:5, God's glory also promises protection from seen and unseen enemy. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, every dwelling place of the people of God, his children, and upon our assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day, amen, and the shining of a flaming fire that is glory by night. For upon all the glory shall be what? A defense. The glory of God is it for protection and it's for defense. It covers us both from unseen and seen enemies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It implies that while things seems good now, they can even get better. As the Lord lifts us up to higher levels of glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It means things can even still be better than what we have now. But we all, with open face, beholding as in the glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from what? Glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So I pray you will move from grace to glory and from glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. It also means that at long last, you will sing a new song. Tell your neighbor, I will sing a new song. Amen. If you look at Israel's journey through the wilderness, from Egypt to the land flowing with milk and honey, it was glory-powered journey, orchestrated for 40 years. Exodus 40, read from 34 to 38, you see there. They were not allowed to be defeated or molested. You will never be defeated.
Amen.
You will never be molested.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because they have been marked for glory ahead. Psalm 105, verse 15. Says, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets know nothing will touch you this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, because of the glory ahead that God promised them, and because of the glory ahead that God is also promising you this morning, the following will happen. We discovered that Balaam and Balak could not curse the children of Israel. So, nobody will be able to curse you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. No evil will come near your way. Numbers 23, read Numbers 23, 11 to 12. They couldn't curse them. The two come together, they did everything they want to do just to make sure that the curse is released, but it wasn't possible. Curse will never be your portion this year in the name of Jesus. And that of your loved ones and beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, the Red Sea could not hold them back. Can you imagine that? The Red Sea could not hold them back. They thought that was the end. Even some of them started complaining. And we told this guy. We wonder why he's bringing us here. We told him before we left Egypt. Now, our children will not even know where we are buried. God will forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. That is how many of us behave. When that little affliction comes, we start complaining, we start cursing God. No. The Bible says it's just for us to be lifted up. I shall be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. They complained to Moses. They told him, you brought us to die inside this bush. Because they thought that they could not cross over the Red Sea. But God made a way. God will make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 114 verses 3 to 6 declare that the sight of glory ahead caused the Red Sea to flee before the Israelites. River Jordan was also driven back. Even mountains keep before them like rams, and the little hills like lambs. Hallelujah to our God. I pray for you, and I pray for myself. This 2019, mountains will skip for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The wall of Jericho will crumble. Amen. All enemies, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Hivites, everyone, they become fetchers of wood and drawers of water for Israel. Read Joshua 9, you see it there. Joshua 9, 1 to 27. All those people they met in the land, they become fetchers of wood for them. Fetchers of water. Your glory will shine. Amen. And what happened to the Egyptian captors? They became captive. They drowned in the Red Sea. You know? All your captors will drown in the Red Sea in the mighty name of Jesus. So what I'm saying is that as we embark in this 2019 journey, you know, similar to what the Israelites did, what God did to the Israelites, he will do for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the spiritual Israelites, you know, and God will hearken to our voices in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what he said in Deuteronomy 6:17-19. If you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God and do all the things he has commanded you, the glory ahead is promised only to those who are on the side of the Lord. The glory ahead is promised only to those who have accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Romans 8:28 says, those who love God and are called according to his purpose. We serve a God who values personal relationship and believes in covenants. When the children of Israel surrender themselves to God's agenda, the glory ahead, you know, was there and it manifested. As we surrender our lives to Christ, as we have no other God but our Lord Jesus Christ, our glory will never be dimmed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say better amen.
Amen.
So when there is, what does glory ahead means? It means there will be God's divine presence and protection. That's number one. There will be what? Divine what? And protection. So please, fear no evil. Okay? Don't let any doctor's diagnosis throw you back. Okay? Yeah, diagnosis will come, yeah. But believe in God. Know fully that God's protection is assured over you. Amen.
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 There will be no emergency call for you in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. When there is glory ahead, it means God becomes our GPS, Global Positioning System. Exodus 40, 36 to 38. You know, God, it was described how the cloud will come during the day. Is it the cloud during the day? Yeah. And when the cloud stops, what happens? They stop. When the clouds move, what happens? They move. It's the pillar of light, fire, at night. It was their GPS. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday, I was to go to the tailor to collect this thing I'm wearing. You know. I found my way there easily. It was in the night. You know. Coming back, and the Holy Spirit said, use the GPS. I said, it's not necessary. Not necessary. Is it not the way I came? So, after I left the tailor, instead of turning right, maybe I turned left. And I begin to find myself in places that completely unfamiliar. And I was telling myself, if anything should happen to this car now, can you even tell the police that this is where you are? No, I cannot. The whole place was, and my phone was dying. Then later I realized I have a car charger. Then the light came back on the phone, and I have to use GPS, and I discovered that I have driven right inside, as if I'm going to Kankakee. God will be our GPS in the mighty name of Jesus. This 2019 and beyond, God will be your GPS in the mighty name of Jesus. With glory ahead, God will cater for our mortal bodies and give us required anything we require for living. So please, let there be no anxiety. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Look at the testimony my brother gave. February, nothing. Nothing. But he solidly believed in God. Now February is jam-packed. Amen. Your glory will never be dimmed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember, God catered for the children of Israel 40 years in the wilderness. No single Israelite was feeble or weak. Their clothes appeared to have been laundered and renewed as they stayed under the glory cloud covering. As they stayed under, And then glory ahead also distinguished us, set us apart from all other people on the face of the earth. Glory ahead provide us with divine confidence and assurance. Numbers 23:21. Divine confidence and assurance. He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has it seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Now, I want, is it 22 now? The one that says, has he not spoken, and we do it. God is not a liar, and so on and so forth. I think it's number 23:19 or so. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then not only that, God will confer on you respect and honor. Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody around you will look at you with awe and respect because they know the God that you are serving. Because they see God vividly present in your life. They will want to honor you. They will want to do what? To bless you. So shall this be for you in 2019 in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So one of the missions of glory is to make a person shine in life. And our God is a specialist in liberating victims from obscurity and capitulating those his own people to fame. God is the expert potter who can remold and reshape our destiny for glorious fulfillment. His promises to us this year are as follows. Number one, God will sustain you.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
And for God to sustain you, you will rejoice forevermore.
Amen.
Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. John 16:33 also says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, what is going to happen? You will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have done what? You are a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then this 2019, we must not stop praying. Verse 17, that same 1 Thessalonians 5. We are reading 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. How to sustain the glory ahead. Okay? How to sustain the glory ahead. Number one, rejoice evermore. We have mentioned that. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. And verse 18 says, in everything give, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning. And verse 19 says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Jude is only one. Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying what? In the Holy Ghost. So you must not pray in the Spirit. You must always pray in the Holy Ghost. And read verse 20. Despise not the prophecies. Isaiah 3:10 says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. And they shall do what? Eat the fruit of their own doing. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. What does it say? The plans I have for you is what? Thought of peace, not of evil. To do what? To give you an expected end. You will get your expectations this year in the mighty name of Jesus. 21. Say, prove all things. Verse 21. Prove all things. And just hold fast to that which is good. Don't let anybody carry you away. With those cheap prayers of enemy will fall and ask you to pay $100 at the end of the day. I told the workers this morning, Jesus is in you. Fast. Devote your time to fasting and prayer. Do some cleansing. Daniel fast is going on. Confusion about what to eat and what not to eat. Okay. Then to complicate it all, my daughter now says she's doing cleansing and involved me in it. On the third day, I was seeing stars. I started seeing stars. Because you can't eat anything solid, you just bring those, I don't know what they mix together. You know, they are something that they have, you know, and asked me to be taking it 3 times a day. You know? So yesterday I told him, no. Today, yesterday was 5. I said, no, I have done it for 3 days. I think I You know. But do you know that some people use that one to make money? Yeah. I will do this for you. We do that for you. Pay 100. And people rush and prove all things. Please. The Bible says, ye are gods. Go to God. You know. That's why Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said we should not be like the Pharisees, who love praying by the roadside so that everybody will see them and commend them. He said they have gotten their reward already. Say when you pray, go into your closet, close your door, and your Father who sees in secret will do what? Will reward you openly. People will see signs of your prayers in you. Don't let any Jawuru prophet ask you to pay $100 so that he can pray for you. You can do your own your fasting by yourself. You had God with you. God will be with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Then verse 21, abstain from all appearance of evil. So, children of the Most High this morning, God has crowned us with what? Glory and honor. The God factor is working in us. For he is always with us and is always around us. So all glorious tampered will shall be restored in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is our year. It is our season in the mighty name of Jesus. So there is a glory that awaits for you. But you must arise and wage war by prayer and following prayers repeatedly and aggressively. So you must pray repeatedly. You must pray aggressively. Amen. Prayers are for our glory to arise. Zechariah 9:11-12 says, Zechariah 9:11-12, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein there is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Can you imagine?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And Proverbs 6:5 says, deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Let's rise up this morning. Let's rise up. Glory ahead. 2019 is a year of glory.
Amen.
There will be testimonies.
Amen.
Wedding bells will ring.
Amen.
Yes. significant, magnificent bad days will take place.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's just begin to thank God for his faithfulness. Just thank him. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness. You are my maker. You are my lover. You are my king. You are my creator. I thank you for the world is ever settled. This world will never return void. It will never return unfulfilled. Therefore, I'm thanking you. I bless you. Magnify you, Lord, for what you have done for me. For what you are still going to do. Glory and honor to your name. I thank you. For the glory ahead of me in 2019. For the joy, I bless your holy name. For the manifestos. For the testimonies. Beautiful one. Sound health. Prosperity. Joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to confess your sin. Say, Father, I confess every sin, personal, generational, ancestral, that has made anyone in me or in my family tree, including myself, to be candidate of obscurity. Father, I confess today every sin, known and unknown. Have mercy on me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive the fresh baptism of Holy Spirit this morning. Say, I hereby receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit into my spirit man. Fresh baptism of Holy Spirit that quickened me, that strengthened me, that made me realize that I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Ask your glory to wake up. Let my glory begin to attract unlimited grace, favor, helpers of destiny, wealth transfer, honor, abundance, fresh anointing, peace, respect, breakthrough, success, testimonies, new open doors of opportunities in this 2019. In the name of Jesus, wake up. My glory, wake up. Begin to attract unlimited grace, unlimited favor, unlimited helpers, wealth transfer, honor, abundance. My glory, wake up. Begin to attract fresh anointing, peace, respect, breakthrough. Begin to attract success. Begin to attract testimonies and new openings, new open doors, doors of opportunity, effectual doors of ministry. Open unto me this 2019. In the name of Jesus, command your glory to reject the activities of glory hunters. Glory hunters and sin. Every satanic conspiracy against your glory is nullified. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I nullify every conspiracy against my glory. The glory of the Lord that is ahead of me, I keen to it. It envelops me. And that my glory begin to attract goodness in the name of Jesus. I shall not be captured by the enemy. I shall not be captured by the devil. The enemy is the devil. It's the enemy of our soul. I will not be captured. My children will not be victims of the enemy. My household will not be victims of the enemy. My glory shall not be manipulated or bewitched. In the mighty name of Jesus. My glory shall reject sin and every agent of the devil. My glory shall not be sick or diseased. My crown of glory will not be stolen. My glory is recovered completely. I'm whole. I am whole, powerful, strong, harmonious, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's begin to thank the Lord for answered prayers, for restoration and manifestation of God's glory in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Is there anyone here this morning? You want to renew your vow by giving your life to Christ so that your glory can shine, so that manipulators of your glory can be pushed aside and pushed into the pit permanently. This is another opportunity for you. And I want you to repeat after me. Father, I give my life unto you. I surrender my life unto you. This 2019, I want you to be for me. Fight for me. I will live in you, and you will live in me. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.